अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 83। एतदज्ञानम् अज्ञान उपहित चैतन्यम् च ईश्वरादिकम् एतदाधारभूत अनुपहित चैतन्य रूपम् तुरीयम् ब्रह्ममात्रं भवति। एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन टेक्स हिमसेल्फ टू बी द बॉडी, टू बी मिस्टर सो एंड सो। That means for him the meaning of I, when he refers to himself, he refers to himself as Mr. So and So. Thin or fat, intelligent or dull, etc. In the terminology of Vedanta, he identifies himself with this upadhi. Upadhi means the limiting agent. This body, the sthula sharira, sukshma sharira, as well as karana sharira. These are the upadhis. But then Vedanta comes into picture and says, you are not the upadhi. You are the Chaitanya, the consciousness which is independent of this upadhi. Which is not a part of this upadhi. Which is not a property of this upadhi. Which is not something which is enclosed in this upadhi. That Chaitanya is your essential nature. Now I understand myself as the Chaitanya in this upadhi. The Chaitanya expressing through this upadhi. I am not this upadhi, but I am the Chaitanya expressing through this upadhi. The Chaitanya illumining this upadhi. Now there is one Chaitanya expressing through this upadhi. And what about the Chaitanya expressing through other upadhis? Is it that there is one Chaitanya expressing in this upadhi and another Chaitanya expressing in that upadhi? There seem to be many Chaitanyas. One Chaitanya in this upadhi, another Chaitanya in the other upadhi. But then I have to arrive at the understanding that the Chaitanya expressing in this Upadhi is not different from the Chaitanya expressing in that Upadhi. The Chaitanya is same. Then what makes the difference between me and that person? The difference is constituted only because of the Upadhi, not because of the Chaitanya. For example, the space enclosed in this pot and the space enclosed by this cup. The difference between these two can be accounted for by the enclosure itself, by the conditioner itself. And therefore, as far as the space is concerned, there is no difference. Similarly, in this Upadhi and the other Upadhi, the difference is in the Upadhi only. The Chaitanya is the same. Now what we understand is, the different Vyashti Upadhis, this individual Upadhi is a Vyashti Upadhi. Another individual Upadhi is another Vyashti Upadhi. The Chaitanya in various Vyashti Upadhis, the Chaitanya conditioned by one Vyashti Upadhi and the Chaitanya conditioned by another Vyashti Upadhi is not different. Vyashti means individual Upadhi. It's not different. And if the Chaitanya conditioned by one Vyashti Upadhi and another Vyashti Upadhi is not different, what about the Chaitanya conditioned by the Samashti Upadhi? Samashti means all the Upadhis put together. It is also not different. It has to be same. Now I arrive at the understanding that there is only one Chaitanya. There is one Chaitanya, not many Chaitanyas. My previous understanding was there are many Chaitanyas corresponding to each individual. So many Chaitanya to one Chaitanya I arrived at. But even then, the Advaita we have not arrived at. Advaita requires something more. What? You have to understand that there is only Chaitanya. Because when I say there is one Chaitanya, this Jagat is also there. The Chaitanya is one, but this Jagat is there, apart from Chaitanya. As long as this Jagat is there apart from the Chaitanya, I have not arrived at the limitlessness. And until I have not arrived at the limitlessness, the teaching of Vedanta is not understood. So therefore, the Vedanta has to show that there is only Chaitanya. And when there is only Chaitanya, there is the limitless. And this limitless is called Brahman. The only Chaitanya which is limitless is Brahman. And if there is only Chaitanya, what about this Jagat? What about this universe which we see? Then the Vedanta has to show that the universe which you see doesn't exist apart from Brahman. Therefore, whatever is Brahman. The substance is only Brahman. This fact Vedanta has to make you understand. In order to make this fact understood, the Vedanta Shastra uses a methodology of Adhyaropa and Apavada. The Adhyaropa involves showing how everything has come from Brahman. We see this universe. The Vedanta shows that the universe has originated from Brahman. Whatever is has come from Brahman. The source of everything is Brahman. Because if the universe has come from any other source than Brahman, then there will be duality. There will be a non-Brahman. Therefore, Vedanta has to show how everything has come from Brahman. Therefore, the Vedanta Shastra talks of Srishti. And the Srishti is what is Adhyaropa, what is called Adhyaropa. The whole Srishti is Adhyaropa. Then, if this Srishti has really taken place, the universe has really come from Brahman. That means the Brahman has undergone a modification and it has become the universe. And now what about Brahman? If Brahman has become the universe. Because if one thing is transformed into this another thing, the first thing is gone. Then the Vedanta Shastra says, the whole Srishti is not a real modification. The Srishti is not a Vikara. Vikara means real modification. Actual modification. The Srishti is not that. It is an apparent modification. And this apparent modification is called Vivarta. The Brahman changing into Jagat is an apparent modification. Vivarta. And therefore, the Brahman has not undergone any change while this universe is created. That implies the universe is not real but apparent. And if the universe is apparent, the Srishti of the universe is also apparent to me. And if the universe is apparent, universe is mithya, what remains is only Brahman. This is called apavada. Negation of the universe. And showing that Brahman is the only substance. Whatever is Brahman. Understanding this is apavada. And in order to assimilate this fact that whatever is Brahman, the author is resolving the whole universe into Brahman. The resolution of the universe into Brahman. In order to understand, in order to assimilate the fact that everything is Brahman. That is what the portion we are discussing. And how, what kind of resolution is this? Is this a resolution, a physical resolution of the universe into Brahman? It is not a physical resolution. Is it a mystic resolution that you meditate and the whole universe will zoom down into Brahman? It is not a mystic resolution also. The resolution of universe into Brahman is purely in terms of understanding. It is purely cognitive. For example, understanding that the pot is clay. When you have understood that this pot is nothing but clay, you have resolved the pot into clay in a way. Because previously there was pot for you. Now I ask you, where is the pot? If there is a pot, you take away the pot from here and leave the clay here. Or at least touch the pot without touching the clay. I ask you, touch the pot, you will touch here. I will say, you are touching the clay, you are not touching the pot. You touch here because this seems to be different place. You touch here and say, I touch the pot. I will say, no, still you are touching the clay. So wherever you touch only the clay. Then I ask you, where is the pot? Gone. Resolved. Where? Into the clay. Into its cause. The effect is resolved into the cause. When you understood that there is no effect apart from the cause, this is called resolution. In Sanskrit, laya. Or pravilapanam. Pravilapanam. Pravilapanam doesn't mean anything than understanding that the effect is not existing apart from the cause. This understanding is what we call resolution. So, the resolution is done in the opposite, in the reverse order of the creation. During the creation we have seen that from the Ishvara, the five subtle elements, five Sukshma Bhutas were created. And from the five Sukshma Bhutas, two things were created. One is the Sukshma Shariras, another is the Sthula Bhutas, by means of Panchikarana. So two things come from the Sukshma Bhutas. One is Sukshma Sharira, another is Panchikrita Bhuta. Or sthula bhuta. And from the sthula bhuta, the whole jagat has come. The whole universe, the whole sthula prapancha has come. This is the order of creation. Now we have to go in the reverse order. How? The whole sthula prapancha, including the sthula shariras, you resolve into the sthula bhutas, 5 sthula bhutas. Understand that the sthula prapancha, including our shariras, is nothing but the 5 gross elements. This is one step given in page 82. One step. And then, now what remained? The sthula prapancha is gone. All our shariras are gone. What remains? The sukshma shariras and the 5 sthula bhutas. Sukshma sharira and 5 sthula bhutas. They remain. Now resolve these two also. Into what? Into sukshma bhutas. The sukshma sharira is resolved into sukshma bhuta. The sthula bhutas are resolved into sukshma bhuta. 5 subtle elements. Now only 5 subtle elements remain. 5 sukshma bhutas alone are remaining. And the sukshma bhuta also, you resolve in the reverse order. While creation, we have seen, from the Ishvara, Akasha came, from the Akasha, Vayu came, from Vayu, Agni came, from Agni, Jala came, and from Jala, Prithivi came. Now you go in the reverse order. This Prithivi you resolve into Jala. It is not told here, we have to understand. Prithivi you resolve into Jala. Jala you resolve into fire, Agni. Agni you resolve into Vayu. And Vayu is resolved into Akasha. And this Akasha is resolved into Ishvara. So that is told here. So 141 it is told. It is resolved into Ishvara. The 5 sukshma bhutas are resolved into Ishvara. And Ishvara is nothing but Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya. Samashti Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya. That is Ishvara. Ishvara is nothing but the Chaitanya associated with the Samashti Ajnana, which is called Maya. And now this Maya doesn't have independent existence. We have seen previously, the Ajnana is also Avastu. It is also not real. It is also Mithya. It doesn't exist independent of the Chaitanya, the Brahman. Once you have understood that, the Ajnana is resolved into the Chaitanya. And if the Ajnana is resolved into the Chaitanya, the Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya, that is also gone. Because if reflecting medium is gone, the reflection is also gone. Or if an enclosing medium is enclosure is gone, this pot, suppose I destroy this pot, what happens to pot space? Pot space is resolved into the space. Like that. Once I understand that this Ajnana or Maya is unreal, Maya is resolved into Brahman. And if Maya is resolved into Brahman, the Chaitanya conditioned by Maya, Ishvara is also resolved into Brahman. Now there is no Ishvara also. Then what is there? Only Brahman. The Shuddha Chaitanya. The pure consciousness. That is what is told here. Etad ajnanam ajnana upahitam chaitanyam. This ajnana Ajnana here means maya, samashti ajnana. Along with the ajnana upahita chaitanya, along with the chaitanya associated with the ajnana. Cha, what all chaitanya is there associated with the ajnana? Ishwaradikam, Ishwara etc. Why etc.? Ishwara, Hiranyagarbha and Virat. The Chaitanya associated with the Samashti Karana, that is Samashti Ajnana, is Ishwara. The same Ishwara at the Sukshma level, that is the Chaitanya associated with the Samashti Sukshma Shariras, the Sukshma Prapancha, it is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is not different from Ishwara. Same Chaitanya. And then this Virat. The same Chaitanya when it is associated with the Sthula Prapancha. Samashti Sthula Sharira or Sthula Prapancha. It is called Virat. So this Virat and Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Ishwara only. If you can take them as three or you can take them as one. Here he says Ishwara Adikam includes Hiranyagarbha and Virat. And these are resolved. In fact, Ishwara alone, one Ishwara is enough here. So Ishwara and the Maya. First you resolve the Maya and then the Maya Upahita Chaitanya is also resolved. Into what? The Shuddha Chaitanya. Which is the Adhara. Etad Adhara Bhuta Anupahita Chaitanya Rupam. The Shuddha Chaitanya is the Adhara for both Ajnana and Ishwara. Like the space is the Adhara, the support for this pot as well as pot space. Similarly, the Brahman, the Shuddha Chaitanya, is the Adhara for Maya as well as Ishwara. So, etad Adhara Bhuta Anupahita Chaitanya Rupam. Etad Adhara Bhuta means that which is the Adhara for this Ajnana as well as Ajnana Upahita Chaitanya. And it is Anupahita Chaitanya Rupam. It is nothing but Anupahita Chaitanya. The unconditioned Chaitanya. Like the unconditioned space which supports both the pot as well as pot space. And it is called Turiyam. This Anupahita Chaitanya, this unconditioned Chaitanya is called Turiyam. We have seen this previously. And this Turiyam is nothing but Brahman, Brahma Matram. The Turiya is called Brahman. Brahma Matram Bhavati. So only Turiya, only Brahman remains now. Only Chaitanya remains. This is what is called Advaita. Advaita means only Brahman. There is nothing other than Brahman. Now what about this individual, this Jiva? That which seems to be the Jiva is also Brahman, we have to say. And for that, we have to understand the Mahavakya. So now the author enters into the Mahavakya. And to understand the Mahavakya, we have to understand the words in the Mahavakya. There are two words in the Mahavakya, mainly. One is Tatpada, another is Tvampada. Mahavakya is Tattvamasi. There are many other Mahavakyas, but this is a sample Mahavakya we take for analysis. Tattvam Asi. There are two words to be understood. Tat and Tvam. Mahavakya is nothing but an equation which equates Tat and Tvam. And to understand this Mahavakya, we have to understand the two words. Tatpada and Tvampada. Pada means word. Tatpada means Tat word. And Tvampada means Tvam word. Abhyam. Adhyaropa apavadabhyam. Tattvam padartha shodhanamapi. Siddham bhavati. Abhyam adhyaropa apavadabhyam. So far we have seen adhyaropa and apavada. Up to page number 83, where we started long back. Page number 20 to page number 84. The whole thing is the process of adhyaropa and apavada. The author says, by doing this adhyaropa and apavada, what we have accomplished? One thing we have accomplished is, we have understood the jagat is nothing but Brahman. The whole universe is essentially nothing but Brahman. This we understood. Not only that, we have, while doing this adhyaropa and apavada, we have a side benefit also. What is that? Understanding the meaning of the word Tat and Tvam. We have understood the meaning of Tat Pada and Tvam Pada. The real meaning, the proper meaning of Tat Pada and Tvam Pada. So he says, Abhyam Adhyaropa Apavada Abhyam. By means of this Adhyaropa and Apavada, Tattvam padartha shodhanam api siddham bhavati. Tatpadartha shodhana and tvam padartha shodhana. Shodhana means arriving at the precise meaning of the two words. Tatpada and tvampada. Siddham bhavati. It is also accomplished. And how it is accomplished, the author himself is telling. Tathahi ajnanadi samashtihi etadupahitam sarvajnatvadi vishishtam chaitanyam etadanupahitam cha etatrayam Tapta ayapindavata ekatvena avabhasamanam tatpada vachyartho bhavati. Tathahi, to elaborate, to explain. Explain what is told previously. What is told? Tatpadartha shodhana and tvampadartha shodhana. The meaning of tatpada and tvampada. And this tatpada and tvampada, they have two meanings. One is vachyartha, another is lakshyartha. Vachyartha means direct meaning. Lakshyartha means implied meaning. Generally, in any sentence, we take the direct meaning only. But sometimes the direct meaning doesn't fit. When you take the direct meaning, it becomes a it doesn't give a proper sense in the sentence, because the word in a sentence gives a proper sense only when the sentence makes a proper sense. Therefore, sometimes we have to go for the implied meaning. For example, I can say Ganga flows. The river Ganga flows. You can take the direct meaning. River Ganga is flowing. The water. I am taking the direct meaning of the word river Ganga. But when I say there is an ashram on river Ganga, suppose there is an ashram on river Ganga, if you take the direct meaning of the river Ganga, what does it mean? The water. So then you will have to say the ashram is on the water, floating on the water. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, I have to take the implied meaning. When I say ashram is on river Ganga, what I mean to convey is not the river Ganga itself. On the bank of river. So here I have to take the implied meaning, because when I take the direct meaning, the sentence doesn't make proper sense. Similarly here also, tat and tvam, if you take the direct meaning, vachya artha, the sentence doesn't make sense, because the direct meaning of tvam pada, Tvampada means this limited individual. And Tat means Ishvara. They cannot be matched. They cannot be equated. But the Shastra equates. Therefore you have to take the implied meaning. So, therefore the author is telling what is the Vachyartha and what is the Lakshyartha of these two words. Ajnanadi samashtihi etad upahitam sarvajnyatvadi vishishtam chaitanyam etad anupahitam cha etad trayam tapta ayapindavat ekatvena avabhasamanam tatpada vachyartho bhavati. So the vachyartha is technically understood. When we say tvam, it implies one thing only. But the Acharya says, not one thing, it includes three things. And the three things are mixed together and taken as one. And that is the Vachyartha of Tatpada. What are they? Ajnanadi samashtihi, one thing. Ajnanadi samashtihi means the samashti ajnana and the samashti sukshma sharira and the samashti sthula, the sthula prapancha. These three put together, samashti ajnana, that is the karana prapancha, and samashti sukshma sharira, which is the sukshma prapancha, and the sthula prapancha. These three put together, we have seen it is given the name Mahaprapancha. Mahan prapancha. This is the upadhi of Ishvara. The whole universe. And then, etad upahitam chaitanyam. And the chaitanya associated with this, which includes Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, and Virat. These three are nothing but Ishvara only. Etad upahitam chaitanyam. The chaitanya conditioned by this prapancha, this samashti upadhi. And this samashti upadhi, the chaitanya conditioned by this samashti upadhi has certain qualities, certain attributes. What all? Sarvajnatvadi. Sarvajnatva means omniscience. It is all knowing, Ishvara. Sarva Shakti Matva, all power, etc. Various other attributes are there for Ishvara. Chaitanyam, these two. And also, one more thing is there. Number one is Ajnanadi Samashtihi. Number two is Upahita Chaitanya, that is Ishvara. So, the samashti upadhi and the Ishvara, the upahita chaitanya. And one more thing is there, anupahitam chaitanyam, the unconditioned chaitanya. Because without the unconditioned chaitanya, these two things cannot exist. The upadhi and upahita chaitanya depend on the anupahita chaitanya. They are supported by the anupahita chaitanya. For example, the room as well as the room space. These two cannot exist without the space, unconditioned space. Therefore, when I say room space, I mean three things. I have to include three things. One is the room, the walls, etc., the room, and the space enclosed by the room, as well as the unconditioned space. Three things are included. But in my mind, it is one thing. When I say room space, I feel only one thing is there. But if I analyze, there are three things mixed together. And for that he says, etatrayam tapta ayah pindavat ekatvena avabhasamanam. These three are ekatvena avabhasamanam. These three seem to be one. For that he gives an example. Tapta ayah pindavata. Like a red hot iron. Red hot iron ball. There are two things. One is the fire, another is the iron ball. Two things are mixed together. And when I see, it seems to be one. But in fact, two things are there. Similarly, here also, there are three things which are mixed up and taken to be one. Ekatvena avabhasamanam. It looks as though one, even though there are three factors. And this is the vachyartha of tatpada. Tatpada vachyartho bhavati. This is the tatpada vachyartha. Now what is the lakshyartha of that pada? The author is telling. Etad upadhi upahita adharabhutam anupahitam chaitanyam tatpada lakshyartho bhavati. Etad upadhi. So now, in the vachyartha, we have three things. One is upadhi, another is upahita, another is anupahita chaitanya. So upadhi, upahita chaitanya and anupahita chaitanya. Three things are there in the vachyartha. In the lakshyartha, you have to give up the upadhi. And once you have given up the upadhi, upahita chaitanya will also go. Automatically it will go. Because if you remove the reflecting medium, the reflection is also gone. So upadhi and upahita chaitanya, these two you have to give up. What remains? Anupahita chaitanya. That is the lakshyartha of Tvampada. So etat upadhi, this upadhi, that is samashti upadhi, and upahita chaitanya, adharabhutam, that which is the adhara, that which is the support of these two. What is that? Anupahitam chaitanyam, the anupahita chaitanya. It is tatpada lakshyartho bhavati. It is the lakshyartha of tatpada. So that is tatpada. Now tvampada. Ajnanadi vyashtihi. Etadupahita. Alpajnatvadi vishishta. Chaitanyam. Etadanupahitam. Cha etat trayam. Tapta ayah pindavata. Ekatvena avabhasamanam. Tvampada vachyartho bhavati. So tvampada vachyartha. Tvampada is vyashti. Ajnanadi vyashtihi. Ajnanadi vyashti means vyashti ajnana. Into vyashti ajnana means individual karana sharira. Adi is there. Adi means sukshma sharira. Karana sharira plus sukshma sharira plus thula sharira. These three put together is the upadhi of an individual. So this is the vyashti upadhi. Vyashti upadhi includes vyashti karana sharira or vyashti ajnana, vyashti sukshma sharira and sthula sharira, individual sthula sharira. So this is the vyashti upadhi. And then etad upahita chaitanya, the chaitanya associated with this vyashti. What is that? That is the jiva. And this jiva is characterized by what? Alpajnatva, etc. Alpajnatva means little knowledge. Limited knowledge. The jiva is characterized by limited knowledge. Alpajnatva. Alpashaktimatva. Limited power. Etc. Alpajnatvadi vishishta chaitanyam. The chaitanya which is characterized by alpajnatva, etc. And one more thing is there. Etat anupahitam, the anupahita chaitanya. The same anupahita chaitanya is supporting this vyashti upadhi and upahita chaitanya. So here also the same anupahita chaitanya is there. Etat trayam, these three. Tapta ayah pindavata, like red hot iron. Ekatvena avabhasamanam, it seems as though one. Tvampada vachyartho bhavati, it is the vachyartha of tvampada. So in the vachyartha of tvampada, we have three things. Vyashti upadhi, upahita chaitanya, that is jiva, and the anupahita chaitanya, shuddha chaitanya, like that three things. And what is the lakshyartha? Give up the upadhi and upahita chaitanya. The anupahita chaitanya, shuddha chaitanya is the lakshyartha. Etad upadhi, upahita, adharabhutam, anupahitam, pratyaganandam, turiyam, चैतन्यम् त्वं पद लक्ष्यार्थो भवति एतत् उपाधि उपहित आधारभूतम् दैट विच इज दि आधार फॉर बोथ दिस उपाधि एंड उपहित वट इज दैट अनुपहितम् चैतन्यम् दि अनुपहित चैतन्य वट इज दैट प्रत्यक दि इन्नर मोस्ट आनंदम आनंद स्वरूप इट इज ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ हैप्पीनेस तुरीयम इट इज कॉल्ड तुरीय चैतन्यम तुरीय चैतन्य इट इज कॉल्ड त्वंपद लक्ष्यार्थ इट इज द लक्ष्यार्थ द इम्प्लाइड मीनिंग ऑफ त्वंपद सो द इम्प्लाइड मीनिंग ऑफ तत्पद एंड इम्प्लाइड मीनिंग ऑफ त्वंपद आर सेम The direct meanings are different, but the implied meanings are same. And therefore the Mahavakya makes sense when you take the implied meaning. That is what we are going to see in the following portions. We will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम